Blog Talk Radio.
Today, this is my prayer, this is my passion towards you. And of all that you've done, and all that you're going to do, can't thank you enough for your goodness and your mercy, and for all of what you've done in my life. But above all else, give me yourself. Times we're in a hurry to get out of your presence. But sometimes we gotta learn how to wait. Wait, I say again, wait on the Lord. Because it's in the overflow. I don't just want the Lord to flow in my life. I want the overflow. Because that's where he pours his oil. That's where he shows his own in the open. Come, we're getting ready to worship him. We're getting ready to go there. We're getting ready to tap that place.
Yeah. Now lay your hands on yourself For the Bible says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of God dwells in you? I want you to lay your hands upon yourself and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Say it again, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now just lift your hands and receive His glorious presence. Kurt, come help me, son. Sing this. Lord, you are welcome.
This is Joanne Thurman, and we're coming to you live from Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. I'd like to welcome everyone on the line this morning. We're coming to you this morning. Excuse me. I'd like to welcome everyone on the line this morning. We're coming to you with joy and peace and love, and we're spreading it all over this line today. We know that Jesus is here, and he is welcoming you also. You enjoy this service, the songs, and the word which is coming forth today. We're glad that you have chosen us to come to listen to us today. You are at the right place at the right time. We're hoping that you relax and just enjoy yourself today in the Lord. We're welcoming you once. We'll welcome you twice. We'll welcome you in the name of Jesus Christ. You are definitely welcome here today. I am going to read to you as our scripture, Mark 8:22-26. And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hands upon his eyes and made him look up, and he was restored and saw every man clearly. And he sent him away to his house, saying, neither go into the town nor tell it to any in the town. And this is the blessed word of the Lord, which is already blessed. We're now going to have a selection from Sister Kiana Sabrell. Sister Sabrell, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Afternoon.
God bless you. God bless you. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Just fine.
Amen.
The floor is yours, dear.
Thank you.
You are the reason I have everything to live for. In the morning when I rise, I lift my voice to you. I look to you, Lord, I lift my eyes, I give my day to you. Lord, I thank you for who you are and all you've done to me. And it makes me more than happy. What I have is everlasting, yeah. You give me joy, joy, joy unspeakable. Joy, joy, joy down in my soul. Oh, some people don't understand this new life changing me. They remember the former times and the girl I used to be. Oh, but whom the sun sets free is also free indeed. And you make me more than happy. What I have is everlasting. Oh, you give me joy, joy, joy unspeakable. Joy, joy, joy down in my soul. You are the reason I have everything to live for. And my heart is open, ready to receive so much more. And you make me more than happy. Oh, what I have is everlasting. So you give me joy, joy, joy unspeakable. Joy, joy, joy down in my soul. This joy that I have, this world didn't give it to me. This joy that I have, the world can't take it away. Joy unspeakable, full of glory, remarkable. But I thank you for my life, it's so incredible. And I want you to know that it's critical. Jesus is the best thing, he makes my heart sing. Joy unspeakable, full of glory, remarkable. Lord, I thank you for my life, it's so incredible. And I want you to know that it's critical. Jesus is the best thing. He makes my heart sing. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Kiana. That was so beautiful. And that is one of my themes, joy. If it don't bring you joy, get rid of it. That's what I say. So glory, hallelujah. For uplifting us with your beautiful voice, your beautiful message. The world can't take it away because God gave it. Hallelujah. We're going to go into prayer. Oh, most holy and gracious Father God, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, because you always send the right word. You send the right word, God, to lift us up. You send the right word, God, to show us the way. To lighten up our burden, Father God. Even in times like these, you sent the word joy. You are joy, Father God. And everything counted all joy, Father God. Even when it don't look right, Father God, I say, I'm going to make you happy, even though it don't feel right, because I'm God. Hallelujah. So we thank you today, sir. We lift your name on high, Father God. Because you're worthy of our praise this morning, Father God. Because you didn't have to wake us up, Lord. You could have called us into eternity, Father God. Someone didn't make it, Father. So we're singing joy, hallelujah. Because here we are at 12 o'clock in the service, Father, to serve you. And we're grateful. We're grateful for a time such as this that we can call on you, that we can hear the word that was chosen just for us for today, to start us off on the week, Father God, to end Founders Week, Father, which was a success, hallelujah, and the glory goes all to you, Father, how you orchestrated this, Father God, how you blended it all together, you stirred it up and made it taste so delicious. Taste and see that the Lord, your God, is good, Father God. And now, Father God, you're going to top it off with dessert today. Father God, oh, thank you, Jesus, for your meal, for your breakfast, for your lunch, Father God, for what you're doing, how you're feeding our spirit with your truth, Father God. Father God, and we're going to sup on it, Father God, and we're going to put it in our lives. And we're going to take it, Father. Show us the way, Father. Help us, Father. Give us the wisdom to use your words, to use it for the good, Father God, to direct our path even as the fiery darts are coming at us, Father. Even if we're working and our coworkers not acting right, even if our children acting up, Father God, even if bills is coming and all out of the woodwork, Father God, neighbors acting up, Father God. Send us your peace.
Thank you for the joy and that we don't even understand. In the midst of the storm, we know that you're able, that you can do it, Father God. So we glorify you, Father God, for the things that you have done and the things that you're doing and the things that you're going to do even today, Father God. We're thanking you that it's Sunday morning, Father, that we can look forward to Sunday knowing that it's your day, Father God. And all over the world, people are stopping and they're singing to you. They're praising you and they're listening to the word. We're asking you to bless each pulpit, each hut, wherever they're lifting up your name. Bless those that are bringing the word. Bless those that are hearing the word. Let them not just be hearers, Lord, but let them be doers of the word. Let them be planters of the seed, Father God. Let your word go and spring forth, Father God, and someone else's heart and minded. They'll want to get to know you, Father God, and know you better. Give them a thirst for knowledge of you, Father God. Send mentors, and even from a song for one word, Father God, would change the hearts of people. Father God, we're thanking you for Holy Ghost power. We're thanking you for the might, the power of your might today, Lord Jesus. Father God, we're thanking you for the covering of your blood that's taking over our families and protecting us and guarding us, Father God, and giving us traveling mercies, Father God, and supplying our needs, Lord, and healing us, Lord, and giving us sight to see. And Father, we definitely want to bless you for the testimonies that's coming in from our prayer summit. What a success. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that I had a phone call from my neighbor, Father God, for a healing that came through. Glory be to God. You can't tell me that what you're doing ain't working because I haven't heard from this person in ages. But a prayer came through. God, Lord, yes, they call for prayer. So I have to shout hallelujah for the testimonies, Father God, and for the vision that you've gave our shepherdess. Hallelujah. That's the Bradford for seeing in the future what your plans for our lives are on the Life Word Jesus Kingdom ministry and for the success that it will be, for the lives that will turn, for the help that will be sent out from us, Father God. You're going to be glorified, Father God. We're going to be blessed. Rain down on us, Father God, because we need you, Jesus, in times like these, Father God. Father, bless our governments, not just in America, but all over, each country, each city, each state, everywhere, each continent, anyone that's in power, Father, touch their hearts and make them do right. Make them do right for the people, Father, those that's in tragedies and devastation, those that's having issues with the weather and losing everything. God, you're able. We know you can. We trust you, Father God. But we're leaving it in your capable hands, Father. We're going to be obedient and bring it to you. And we're going to leave it there, Father God, because we know you're in charge. You care for us and you're concerned about us. And you promised that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. So, Lord, we leave it at your feet. We come boldly. We come humble to you, Lord. But we honor you for who you are, holy God of heaven. And we thank you. We come to you in gratitude today, Father God. So we ask you to accept our prayer. Because it's in your matchless name that we give it to you, Father. In love with you, Lord. We rebuke the wiles of the enemy that will come up against the services, this service, us, our families, or anyone that we know and love, Father God, because we know Satan defeated, darkness is dispelled, and you, Jesus Christ, King of kings and Lord of lords, hallelujah. And it's all joy. We count it all joy today. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Peace and grace. Now, I'm going to introduce to you our lovely shepherdess today, our pastor, Alfreda Bradford. I know her as a friend. I want to say that first. Hallelujah. She's such a wonderful woman. so thoughtful, so kind, so patient. I know y'all heard this before, but it's all true. So wise, and she works so hard. It's not easy being a pastor. I preached yesterday, and I know how I prepared for weeks for this, and she comes every day. So she works hard, and God just springs forth his word through her. So I know the hours she put in and how it just comes forth, and it's a right now word, and it's on time. Hallelujah, because he's an on time God, and he's using her for his glory, and she's coming, and she's shining. The light is just shining through her, and she's beautiful. Hallelujah. I hope that you got a chance to see her on Facebook, looking beautiful, shining the light of glory all up on her. Hallelujah. Blessed. I speak blessings in her life. And I will introduce to you my pastor, Alfreda Bradford, in love to you, after Kiana Sewell, Sabrell, excuse me. Sing one more song. The next voice you'll hear is our pastor, Alfreda. The floor is yours, Sister Kiana. God bless
Amen.
You and
Thank
keep you.
You.
It's a prayer.
Thank you. Just another day that the Lord, he has kept me. Just another day that the Lord, that he has kept me. For he has kept me from all evil with my mind. With my mind, with my mind, stayed on him. Just another day that the Lord, that he has kept me. How I got over, how did I make it over? You knew my soul a crack and wonder, how did I make it over? Oh, how I made it over. Oh, coming on over. All these years, but you know my soul looks back and wonder, how did I make it over? Tell me how we made it over. Had a mighty hard time coming on over, but you know my soul looks back and wonder, how did I make it over? Tell me how we made it over. I've been falling and rising all these years, but you know my soul looks back and wonder, how did I make it over? Oh, but soon as I can see Jesus, the man who died for me, the man who bled and suffered, oh, he hung on Calvary. And I want to thank him for how he brought me. And I want to thank God for how he taught me. Oh, thank my God how he kept me.
Oh, I thank him because he never left me. And I'm going to thank God for old-time religion. And I'm going to thank God for giving me a vision. One day I'm going to join the heavenly choir. And I'm going to sing and never get tired. And I'm going to sing somewhere around God's altar. And I'm going to shout, oh, my trouble's over. You know, I got to thank God. Thank you for being so good to me, Lord. Oh, but soon as I can see Jesus, the man that died for me, the man that bled and suffered, oh, we hung on Calvary. And I want to thank him for how it brought me. And I want to thank God for what it taught me. Oh, thank my God how he kept me. Oh, I thank him because he never left me. And I'm going to thank him for old-time religion. And I'm going to thank God for giving me a vision. One day I'm going to join the heavenly choir. And I'm going to sing and never get tired. And I'm going to sing somewhere around God's altar. And I'm going to shout, oh, my trouble's over. You know I got to thank God. Thank him for being so good to me. Tell me how I made it over. I had to cry a midnight hour. Oh, you know my soul looks back and wonder how I made it over. Tell me how I made it over. And I've been falling and rising all these years. You know I got to thank him this evening. No, I got to thank God. Oh, you know I got to thank him for being so good to me. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I'm over here shouting. My spirit is dancing. Hallelujah. Yet another day. My God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my God, hallelujah. Just want to give God some praise on this morning. Ooh, yet another day, joy. First, we want to start off with joy. Hallelujah, yet another day. My God, hallelujah. How I got over. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, Lord, we say thank you. Ooh, thank you, God. Thank you for the ministry of music. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Yet another day. Yet another day. My God, my God, my God. Ooh, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. If I was positioned in the right place, I'd tell somebody to hold my mule. I got to get a shower on. Hey, hold my mule. I got to get my dance on. Hold my mule. I got to get my praise. So, hey, my God, yet another day. Another day that I can praise him. Another day that I want to praise him. Another day that he's given me the capacity to praise him. Another day. Yet another day. My God, my God. Not taking it for granted. Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. Hallelujah for the day that the Lord has made. And we come rejoicing. And we are glad in it. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Father God, we say thank you right now. And let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, our strength. Oh, Lord, our redeemer. We want to bless the Lord. Thank you, our sister Kiana, for those two awesome selections this morning on joy and yet another day. My God, I'm trying to bring myself in. I'm trying to bring it in so I can move forward with the word on a day. I'm happy. Hallelujah. I'm saying my soul happy. Hallelujah. I say I'm happy in Jesus Christ. I'm happy. I'm happy in Jesus Christ. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. Oh, blessed be the name of God. We thank God that we can sing God a new song. Hallelujah. We can sing the songs of Zion, even in a dry land, even in a weary land. We still got a song. If you can get a song, you can get a breakthrough. If you can get a song, you can get a miracle. If you can get a song, you can get a turnaround. If you can get a song, oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we can't find the words to speak. Oh, sometimes we're speechless. Sometimes we're worn out. Sometimes we're weary. Sometimes we're tired. But if you can dig deep, hallelujah, find a song. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And we bless the Lord. Thank you, Minister Joanne Thurman. Hallelujah for presiding on today. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We've already welcomed all of our listening audience. Hallelujah. And thank you for being with us on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our scripture have already gone forth. Hallelujah. In the book of Mark. Hallelujah. Chapter 8. And verse number 22. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We see in our scripture on today, hallelujah, that Jesus, hallelujah, was where nobody had expected him to be. Oh, my God, my God, my God. It begins by telling us that when he cometh to Bethsaida, they brought him a blind man, and they besought him to touch him. But nobody expected Jesus to be in Bethsaida, because when you read in that same chapter number seven, verse number 33, it says Jesus had just put a curse on Bethsaida. He had just cursed the land. Why? Because they was disobedient, hallelujah, and they was ignoring the Lord. They refused to repent of their sins. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. We read, hallelujah, Mark, hallelujah, chapter number, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah, I'm sorry, and Matthew, that's found, amen. I don't want to give you the wrong scripture. Let's just take 1 second there, hallelujah, and go to Matthew's, hallelujah, just want to show you, glory be to God, hallelujah, so we prepare the background, hallelujah, in Matthew, chapter number 11, glory be to God, and verse number 21, and it says, woe unto thee, Chorazin, woe unto thee, Bethsaida, see here, this is Jesus speaking, it's in red in your Bible, for if the mighty works which were done in you have been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes, but I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. You see here, Jesus had just, amen, released the curse. Why? Because they refused to repent. So nobody expected Jesus, amen, to be in this place of darkness. Nobody expected to find Jesus in this place where all hope was gone, where so much sin was abounding, where people was disregarding him, not listening anyhow. Nobody expected Jesus, hallelujah, to be here. Hallelujah. But beloved, out of a cursed land, a land that was already cursed, somebody made it to Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. I said out of a cursed land, somebody made it to Jesus. Out of a cursed generation. Come on, somebody. Cursed circumstances. Unfavorable circumstances. Hallelujah. Somebody made it to Jesus, and he couldn't find his way, hallelujah, because the Bible says that the man was blind. He was blind, couldn't see a thing. He was Ray Charles type of blind. He was Stevie Wonder type of blind. He was Helen Keller type of blind. We're not talking about somebody that was having problems with the vision. We was talking about somebody that couldn't see nothing at all. Hallelujah. He couldn't even find his way to the master. But the Bible tells us that someone brought him to Jesus. Oh, thank God for friends. Thank God for prayer warriors. Thank God for intercessors. Thank God. Oh, remember Zacchaeus? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody had to take him up on the roof. Oh, glory be to God. His friends had to take him up on the roof. Somebody say the roof is on fire. Glory be to the living God. Oh, yeah, yeah. Thank God. Somebody pray for me. They had me on their mind. They took the time and prayed for me. I'm so glad they prayed. My mother prayed. My father prayed. The deacon prayed. The pastor prayed. Somebody said Jesus prayed. Somebody prayed for me. Hallelujah. And they brought this man to Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells us, as we continue to read in Mark chapter 8, verse 22, hallelujah, that they sought Jesus to touch him. They said, Jesus, can you just touch him? We know you got that magic touch. We know you got that divine touch. They said, Jesus, everything we know you touch, turn the prophetic gold. Glory be, if you touch something, it can't remain the same. Hallelujah, the songwriter, hallelujah, even wrote a song. I was still collecting millions of dollars of royalties. Glory be to God. I can't sing like Sister Kiana. But she said, he touched me. Yeah, yeah, he touched me. Hallelujah. And all the joy that flooded my soul. Hallelujah. Something happened, and now I'm in the home. Jesus touched me, and he made me be whole. They saw Jesus to touch him. And beloved, amen, I want you to see the humility of Jesus. I want you to see the compassion of Jesus. I want you to see the willingness of Jesus. I want you to see the lowliness of Jesus. God wrapped up in flesh. Divinity wrapped up in humanity. When they sought Jesus to touch this blind man, Jesus did. Come on, somebody said, Jesus did it. He did it. He did it for me. Don't cause me to start singing again. I see y'all and I'm stuck. Got something started up here. Glory be to God. I just sing the rest of the sermon out. Glory be to God. Jesus did it. Look where the Lord has brought us from. But the Bible says before Jesus, hallelujah, what the first touch that Jesus did, Jesus touched the man by the hand. Come on, somebody. The hands of the living God. Jesus said, the Bible says he took him and he led the man out of town. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. What Jesus was saying, beloved, and that's he said, you know what? I'm going to touch you. I'm going to heal you. But I got to take you away from the influence of others. Oh, glory be to God. I got to take you away, glory be to God, so you don't be worrying about what other people doing, what other people thinking, what other people saying. He said, I got to take you into another environment. My God, my God, my God. Remember, glory be to God, this is a 12-year-old who was dying And the parents came to Jesus and said, Jesus, 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 our 12-year-old daughter is a dying. Glory be to God. They interrupted Jesus, amen, on his way to Jairus' house. Glory be to God. And Jesus, amen, went anyhow. And when Jesus got there, Jesus put everybody out. He got to cut out. Glory be to God. The environment has to be conducive for the miracle. Yeah, my God, hallelujah. God, let me tell you something. God don't bless you from anywhere. I said God to bless you from somewhere. He told Elijah, he was feeding Elijah by the brook. Y'all remember? He was sending the dirty ravens. Oh, that's another sermon at another time. He was sending the dirty birds to feed Elijah food and water. How glory be to God. But the Bible tells us that after a few days, amen, hallelujah, the water dried up and the ravens stopped coming. Glory be to God. And God told Elijah, he said, get on up. He said, go on over to Zarephath. Why? Because I had sustained a widow woman to sustain. I had blessed a widow woman to sustain you. Now, are you trying to tell me that God couldn't have kept that food coming? You trying to tell me that God is going to keep that water flowing? God said, your season is up over here. Ah, come on, somebody. Some of us are in seasons that have expired a long time ago. Oh, glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. God don't bless you from anywhere. I say God will bless you from somewhere. Hallelujah. And so he took the man out of town. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ah, yeah. God said, I'm going to do this, but not here. Somebody, come on, let me hear you talk this morning. Said God going to do this, but not from here. Bro, we got to, amen, go over there. Hallelujah, where he leads, and me, I will follow, yeah, where he leads, will follow. God said, Jesus said, I'm going to do this, but I'm not going to do it here. Turn around, hallelujah, tell your neighbor, say, God gonna do it, but he ain't gonna do it here. Hey, my God, hallelujah. I will do a new thing in you. Hallelujah. I will do a new thing in you. Hey, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Turn around, tell your neighbor, it's a new season. It's a new day. Yay. It's a fresh anointing that have come my way. Yay. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season that have come just for me. Jesus said, I'm going to do this, but not from here. Jesus said, I got to reposition you. See, sometimes we have to be repositioned, beloved. Jesus, I got to put you in an environment that's going to give you a new mindset. Come on, somebody. Take on the mind of Christ. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. He said, I got to reposition you from a new place. He said, I can't do it over here. Glory be to God on Broad Street. Hallelujah. Where you've been stuck for the last 20 years. He said, I got to take you over here. Oh, my God. We're not going to do this on old experiences. Hallelujah. This is a new thing. Hallelujah. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, but the point I want you to see this morning is that the blind man was already ready. Ask your neighbor, say, are you ready? And he was ready already in his blind state. Oh, glory be to God. He was ready for the new in his blind state. He was ready for the new in his difficulty. Oh, glory, when he couldn't see his way, he couldn't feel his way. Faith acts like a thing is so, even when it's not. So that it will be so because God said so. He couldn't see my way. Couldn't see my way. I had to cry sometime trouble in my way. Come on, somebody. But he was already ready. You want to know how he was already ready? Because when Jesus took him by the hand and he said, come on, glory be to God, hallelujah, we're going out of town. He didn't give Jesus no complaint. He didn't give Jesus no mouth. He didn't talk back to Jesus. He didn't give Jesus no excuses. He ain't even go there. He said, where they lead me, I'm going to follow. He didn't say, well, Jesus, you see, I'm blind. Well, Jesus, you Jesus. And well, Jesus, you could do it here. And why you got to take me over here? And why we got to go through all this? I'm tired, Jesus. You know how long it took me to find you, Jesus? No, he ain't give Jesus no come. He kept his mouth shut. Tell your neighbor it's a time to be silent and it's a time to speak. Ah, that's how you know he was ready already. He said, enough is enough already. Any way you want to do this, I'll be satisfied. Ah, the songwriter says, except what God allows. Oh, my God, my God. And the Bible tells us, beloved, as we read these five short verses here, that Jesus touched him. And Jesus touched it. And Jesus touched them. In the Greek, glory be to God, hallelujah, Jesus touched them. And when Jesus touched them, Jesus asked them a question. He said, what you see? Tell me what you see. Now, the blind man couldn't really just got really, you know, nasty with Jesus. What you mean? What can I see? You knew I was blind when you took me out of my comfort zone. You knew you was blind when I took you. What you mean what I see? Ah, my God, hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, what's on the inside of you? He said, what does your vision look like? Sister Kiana saw, and in that second song, Yet Another Day, amen, one of the lines went, amen, God, thank you for giving me a vision. Ah, I said, go ahead, right up in the word, right up in the word. Say, thank you for giving me a vision. What do you see? Glory be to God. We talked about it, amen, on Facebook this morning, beloved, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Glory be to God. What do you see, glory be to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. The thing that God has put in you, glory be to God, before the foundation of the earth, the thing that God has put deep down in you, amen, glory be to God, that the Spirit searches out the deep things of God. Hallelujah. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. It has not been revealed, but, oh, come on now. He didn't leave us there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When you look in your Bibles, and we talked about this last week, glory be to God. But in 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, it says, as it is written, I have not seen, ear have not heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God prepared for them that love him, but God had revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Jesus was saying, okay, now touch it, now go deep, tell me what you see. Beloved, amen, glory be to God. This is why we are told, amen, hallelujah, in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 4, verse number 23, amen, hallelujah. He tells us, amen, to God, hallelujah, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. What's in your heart? What's in your spirit? The blind man could say, look, Lord, just heal my eyes. Don't be asking me all these crazy. He said, but no, bro, you got to answer a question before you can get the victory. Huh? You got to answer this question before you can see. There's no shortcuts to your victory. You got to answer this question. I said, what do you see? What's in your heart? What's deep in your heart? You got to dig deep and find it. You got to find it. You got to guard it. You got to protect it. Alan, you got to work with the Holy Spirit to bring it up and bring it out. Why, beloved? Proverbs also tells us, amen, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will grant you the desires of your heart. Where do you think the desires came from in the first place? How do you think the desires got in there in the first place? God did it. He said, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. God did it. And he said, he will grant you the desires of your heart as you delight yourself in him. He will grant you the desires of those things embedded so deep, you don't even know they in there. That's why Jesus had to ask him a couple times. He said, what you see? I see ministry. Jesus said, go deep. Go deeper, go deeper. Go. How deep can you go, saints? Glory be to God. You don't even know, amen, your untapped potential. Hallelujah. The glory, the success, the victory, the magnificence, hallelujah, of God in you. He said, go deep. Jesus was saying, go deeper. Go deeper. Well, hallelujah. There's something in your heart. There's something in your spirit. There's something you can't see. But you got to walk with Jesus to get it. Ah, my God, I'm getting happy again. You got to walk with Jesus to get it. Hallelujah. And if you delight yourself in him, he said, I'm going to give it to you. Why? Because God rewards obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. You said, I'm going to bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Behold, I am the Lord, God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? There's not anything too hard for me. So Jesus touched it. Jesus said, okay, what you see? Tell me what you see. And the blind man said, well, I can see a little bit. I see men walking as trees. Uh-huh. Okay, a little bit. So it shows that this man could see before, see? He could see before, but something happened when he lost his vision. Because how could he even make reference to trees? How could he even make reference to men walking? See? So what did Jesus do? Jesus touched him again. Jesus put his hands on his eyes. The Bible says, amen, he put a little spit. He said, that's a little gross. Well, why would Jesus spit on the man's eyes? Well, see, when Jesus put his DNA on anything, oh, my God, Jesus, somebody hold the mill. When Jesus put his DNA on anything, expect a change. Hallelujah. He put it right where you're on the neatest spot. Jesus didn't touch the kidneys. Jesus touched the eyes because the eyes need a healing. Hallelujah. What you need, God's got it. He's got everything you need. Y'all got the preaching, singing, preaching today. Hallelujah. Thank God for the anointing and unlock the flood. What you need, God's got it. He's got everything you need. Jesus touched him right on the eyes. Hallelujah. Jesus said, look up. All right, look up. Hallelujah. Now, the blind man could have got a little indignant, you know, like some of us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Well, Lord, you want me to look up? What matter? What difference it makes? What direction I look in? I can't see anyhow. What difference it makes if I'm looking up, down? What difference it makes? I can't see. Hallelujah. But what Jesus was saying is you got to look in the direction of faith. Ah, come on, somebody. Ask your neighbor, are you looking in the direction of faith? Oh, hallelujah. Faith sees the impossible. Oh, beloved, be to God. I said, faith acts like a thing is so. Even when it's not so, that it'll be so. Because God says so. Beloved, be to God. And the Bible tells us, hallelujah, when this man looked up, his eyesight was restored. I said he could see. I can see clearly now. Glory be to God. The question is, beloved, what do you see? Hallelujah, is your vision a little blurry? Hallelujah, can you see God as the healer? Can you see God as Jehovah Jireh? Can you see God as the provider? Is your vision a little bit blurry? I say there's something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. I say, what do you see? The Bible tells us that this man saw clearly. Hallelujah. Beloved, I just come this morning to, hallelujah, to encourage your heart. Hallelujah. To encourage you to let Jesus bring you out of a bad situation with his hands. Hallelujah. Some of you might feel like you're in a cursed situation. If anything can go wrong, it done went wrong. Can't nothing else go wrong. It can't get any worse. Maybe you feel that way. Maybe you're a little discouraged this morning. A little despondent this morning. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I feel like the roof is caving in. Maybe even literally. Oh, glory be to God. But this man too was in a bad situation, and he was blind to boot. Glory be to God. Let God bring you out of that bad situation and give you what is not seen now in the physical, but already exists in the spiritual. Oh my God, hallelujah. For every good and every perfect gift coming from above. Baby, just because you don't mean it don't exist. He said that he has given you power to call those things that be not as though they were. Decree and declare. Your blessings and curses are in your mouth. Oh, my God, Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give God the opportunity to fulfill the greatness on the inside of you. I come to tell you that you have greatness on the inside of you, regardless of your past mistakes, regardless of your failures. There is something on the inside of you, because he's a good God. He gives good gifts, and he gives it to everybody. Oh, my God, my God. He said, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. When you was born again, you was born of an incorruptible seed. You cannot fail. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Why know ye not that the Spirit of the living God dwelleth in you? Oh, yeah, baby. Hallelujah. There's some greatness on the inside of you, something that's covered up, something that's smothered up, something, amen, that nobody sees, not even you. Glory be to God. What do you see today? Baby, it's time to dig it up. Let the Holy Spirit go deep. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. You can't see much. Hallelujah. And check out this blind man. This blind man didn't make a move. He wasn't on his cell phone trying to call everybody, texting everybody. Hey, y'all, go to Facebook. I'm here with Jesus right now. The blind man has let Jesus take him by the hand. Hallelujah. Said, wherever you take me, I'm going to stop. Hallelujah. He didn't make a move. But there was one thing that was moving that nobody could see but Jesus. He was moving his faith. Ah, my God, Jesus. Hallelujah. I wish I had a song for that one. I said he was moving his faith. He was standing still, blind, in no man land. Hallelujah, but his faith was working. Oh, glory be to God. He worked with Jesus. He worked with the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Let me make an announcement. The Word of God will work when you work it. Oh, my God, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Beloved, let the Word work you over. Hallelujah. In him we live. In him we move. In him we breathe. meditating on the word day and night, like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Hallelujah. He told Joshua in Isaiah 1:19, he said, meditate on my word day and night, and then ye shall have good success. My God, Jesus. Let the word work you over. God's word will never return unto him void, but it will always accomplish all that he has sent it out to do. And when you allow the word of God to work you over, when you allow the spirit of God to run deep, and bring up those treasures of darkness, those treasures of darkness isn't in somebody's gold mine. It isn't planted in somebody's backyard or in the U.S. Mint. Baby, that treasure is in you, on the inside of you, deep down. Do you see it? I see a little bit. Go deeper. Look again. Do you see it? Not yet. Go deeper. Look again. Glory be to God. Because guess what? When you find it, you're going to find out it was there all the time. I got a song for that, but I ain't going to sing because we're wrapping it up. Hallelujah. It was there all the time. Hallelujah. Because guess what? When the blind man's sight was open and he could see, and he could see the men walking, guess what? The men was walking all the time. Come on, somebody. Come on, give the Lord a praise. I said the men was walking all the time. He just couldn't see the men walking. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying your blessing's been here all the time, baby. You just can't see it. You ain't waiting on God to do nothing. God waiting on you. Your breakthrough has been here all the time. Your healing has been here all the time. The men was walking all the time. But what happened? The hindrances was removed. The roadblocks was removed. Beloved, we got to remove the roadblocks and the hindrances that stop us from seeing. Hallelujah, but the Lord will have us to see. Those roadblocks of fear. Fear has torment. Fear is not of God. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. That uncertainty got you double-minded, In and out, yes and no, up and down. A double-minded man shall receive nothing from the Lord. Always concerned about the opinions of others more than the opinion of God. This is why Brother Paul said, when I heard from God, I did not confer with flesh and blood. I need to talk to nobody no more because I had already heard from God. You got to stop being swayed by the opinions of others. Why? Because broad is the way that leadeth to hell. That's where the majority gone. Baby, you ain't got to walk with the majority, and most of the time you won't, because our way is straight and narrow. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Thank you, Father God. The roadblocks. Making excuses. This man didn't make no excuses. No excuses. Hallelujah. He was committed. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to quit what I come here for. He said, when I leave Jesus this day, I'm going to be able to sing that song. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. See, those things that's hindering you, see, trying to do everything by yourself. Hallelujah. You wasn't made, amen, to do everything by yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. No. We are our brother's keeper, beloved. Hallelujah. Jack of all trades, master of none. That blind man, he could have told him, no, y'all ain't taking me to Jesus. I'm just going, I'm going to do this by myself. I don't need y'all. I don't need you. You a liar. If it wasn't for those folks taking that blind man to Jesus, he wouldn't have got there. Hallelujah. He made no excuses. Oh, glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. Hallelujah. Let me say this as I wind down. Let me say this. What's the point I want you to get? That's point number two. When Jesus asked the blind man, what do you see? This blind man had to answer the question before it became a reality. Oh, God, I'm a poet and don't even know it. Oh, he had to answer the question before it became a reality. Beloved, the question this morning is, look deep, what do you say? You got to answer the question before it becomes a reality. Your wishing ain't good enough. Your dreaming ain't good enough. What do you see? Just a little bit. Jesus said, that ain't enough. He said, I see now. Oh, yeah. Jesus said, good. You see, Jesus was there all the time. He saw Jesus because Jesus was in his face. I'm telling you, Jesus will get up in your face. Jesus will get up in your Kool-Aid, baby. Even if it's grape. I don't like no grape Kool-Aid. My mother gave us so much grape Kool-Aid growing up. Give me any kind of Kool-Aid but grape. But I'm telling you, Jesus will get up in your Kool-Aid. All up in your face, face to face with Jesus. You hear what I'm saying? So Jesus is there all the time. Hallelujah. But before he saw the people as trees. Hallelujah. Beloved, do you see anything? This is the question this morning that the Lord wants you to dig deep this morning. But let's time to amen. Hallelujah. Maybe we may have to reposition ourselves. Maybe we got to get a couple of hours away. Maybe we got to get a day away, a weekend away. Maybe it's time for a vacation. Whatever is required. Do you see anything? What does your vision look like? Do you focus on the problem or do you focus on the solution? Do you see the glass half empty or do you see the glass half full? Do you see the answers or do you just see, amen, the dilemma? Do you see increase or do you just see the decrease? Do you see the abundance or you just see the lack? Do you just see the healing or do you just see sickness and death? Do you see victory or do you see defeat? Matter of fact, I want to take it one step more and say, do you see absolute victory? Because there's a difference between victory and absolute victory. Do you see deliverance or do you see bondage? Do you see good success or failure? Do you see health, wealth? Do you see royalty? The Bible says you are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. What do you see? What do you see? Prison and chains? But love, close your eyes and look inside and tell me. You ain't got to tell me. Because I got to tell me. I got to tell me what I see. I want you to tell yourself and tell God what you see. Do you see hell and destruction? You see eternal life in heaven, huh? Do you hear, close your eyes and tell me, do you see Jesus looking you in the face saying, well done, well done? Oh, my God, Jesus. And Jesus only gave him three set of instructions. Three simple set of instructions for this blind man to get his victory. For this blind man, hallelujah, to pull up on the inside what was always already there on the outside. To pull up from the internal what was already there on the external. The first set of instructions, amen, Jesus told him, amen, he said, look up. Now, you know that Jesus didn't tell him to look to the side. He didn't say look down. He said look up. Oh, glory be to God. He asked the blind man in darkness, amen, hallelujah. He said, what do you see? Look up. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen, hallelujah. Psalms, hallelujah, 24. Just give me five more minutes. Give me five more minutes here. Psalms 24 says this, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lift up your head. Oh, ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I don't skip one. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 It's the Psalms 100. Y'all know the one. Amen. Hallelujah. I will look up to the hills from which cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord. That's it. Hey, I will look up. Jesus said, look up to your help. Ah, come on. Somebody, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're not going to get your victory because you're looking in the wrong direction. You're looking to the wrong people. Huh? Your answer is not in people. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Folks had no heaven or hell to put you in. The blessings of the Lord make it rich. He didn't say the blessings of people make rich. The blessing of the Lord, you're looking in the wrong direction. He said, look up. And then after he told him to look up, the second set of instructions, he told him to look in. Look on the inside. Hallelujah. Look at the greatness I've put in you. Look in the uniqueness I've created you to be. You are an original. You are not an echo. Glory be to God. You are an original. You're not a shadow. Oh, glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. He said it's time to read your own books. Thank God for that book. Time to read your own book. Time to write your own story. Thank God for that story. It's time to write your own story. Look within. God, the issues of your heart. Oh, glory be to the living God. And then the first instruction that Jesus gave him. First, he told him to look up. Then he told him to look in. Then he said, don't go back. My God, I won't go back. I'm moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you, my past is over you. Make things new, that I was blind, now I see. I came here blind, but now I ain't going back to that mess. Brother Paul said, brother, I count not myself to be apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. Lot's wife turned back and turned to a pillar of salt. Oh, hallelujah, beloved. How are you channeling your thoughts? First of all, it's Jesus deep on the inside. We got to go deep. Amen. Ask God to help you. Holy Spirit, help me to go deep with you. As you lead me and guide me into all truths. Help me to begin to see myself as you created me to be. Help me to see the answers. Help me to see the increase. Help me to see the abundance. Help me to see the healing, the health, the well, the absolute victory, deliverance, good success, royalty. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Look up, he said. Hallelujah. Look in, within. Hallelujah. And don't go back. And don't go back. And don't go back. Beloved, it's already on the inside. Your greatness is already on the inside. Your answers is already on the inside. Your healing, your victory, it's already on the inside. The question today is, what do you see? As a man thinketh, so is he. What do you see? Stop accepting the lies of the devil. He cometh to steal, to kill, and destroy. Erase his pictures off your conscious and your subconscious mind. Erase the pictures. And put on, amen, the Lord's pictures. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. What do you see? Because whatever you're able to see is already on the inside. Down deep. How deep can you go? Let's go deep, saints. How it's time to live. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Father God, in Jesus' name, we give your name praise, glory, and honor. God, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. If you don't know Jesus, that's your first step. That's your first step. Amen. You got to take the first step. Amen. Before you can take the second step. Amen. He said, if you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, you shall be saved. Repeat after me, because it's already there. Come on, come on. It's time to step into it. Lord, forgive me. I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. This day, I invite him into my heart to live, to rule, to reign, and to use my life for your glory. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. And thank you that my name is written in the last book of life. Thank you for saving me. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The angels are rejoicing. Amen. And we're rejoicing too. We want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. Please. Amen. Reach out to us. Amen. Hallelujah. LifeWordJesus@gmail.com. Hallelujah. Send us an email, your prayer request. We'll pray with you, pray for you. Amen. Send you out some materials to help you to grow into your full maturity and your full salvation. Amen. Bless the Lord. Visit our website while you're there. Amen. Hallelujah. We ask that you would, amen, sow a seed into the word of God on today. Amen. Glory be to God, because when God loves a cheerful giver, and when we give, he says it shall be given back to us 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. And our website is www.lifewordjesus.org. Lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And amen. All right. Amen. That concludes our services for today. Thank you for your giving. Amen. And we bless thee the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. I got my phone talking to me. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm not talking to you, Alexis. Amen. I'm talking. Amen. Huh? Maybe I am talking to Alexis. Alexis need to be saved too. Amen. Glory be to God. Please, we meet on the same platform 6 days a week, 7 days a week. Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. in the morning for your spiritual breakfast. Please come back and have a seat at the table. Amen. We serve the breakfast for champions. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We also have an altar prayer where we meet 5 times a week. Amen. 2 times a day. Amen. 12 o'clock noon, back at 9 o'clock. Bring your prayer petitions. We have prayer warriors and intercessors that will pray with you, pray for you. Amen. Every other Friday night, this Friday night right here, we have a praise party. Bring your own praise at 10 p.m. Amen. Bible study Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. Amen. And we're on all the media, TV streaming. Please follow us. Amen. Roku TV, Amazon TV. We're on there 6 times a week. Amen. Under the ICN network banner. You can go to our website at lifewordjesus.org and get all the information. Amen. And thank you. Amen. For partnering with us. Thank you for sharing with us. Amen. Thank you again, Sister Kiana, for those 2 awesome songs. That did it. I haven't felt this type of anointing in a while. We want to thank God for the prayers of the saints that makes it all possible. Amen. And gives us the strength and the tenacity to move forward. Thank God for the concluding. Matter of fact, thank you. That's as we conclude Founders Week. My God. Hallelujah. God said, what do we see? Well, keep on looking. Amen. Hallelujah. But now unto him who is able, who is exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Maya Angelou said, amen. And we repeat, and she got it from the scriptures. If you can hold it in your head, you can hold it in your hands. Amen. And we bless the Lord. Thank you again. Amen. Our Minister Thurman. amen, for presiding today, and all of our visitors. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Father God, we conclude this service. We say thank you, Father God, for your help. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the songs. Thank you for the gifts. Thank you, Father God, for the healing. Thank you for victory. Thank you for the vision. But Father God, we can say we will not let our minds go blank for another moment. But thank you for the Holy Spirit going deep, pulling out, Father God, what has been in us all the time. Hallelujah, because it's time for us to live our best life now, in Jesus' name. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation, and we seal this prayer and this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit. Amen. And we cast it at Jesus' feet to decree and to declare it cannot and it will not be broken. Now, to him was able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace. Amen. Hallelujah. We refuse to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. We cancel premature death. We cancel accidents, incidents, and calamities. In Jesus' name, amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. I love you. Thank you for allowing me to serve you. I got to preach one more message. Amen. Hallelujah. And then that'll be it for the day, I think. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for your prayers for me, and I'll continue to pray for you. Pastor Alfreda Bradford, Philadelphia, signing out. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Love you.